This is CKMS Radio Waterloo 102.7 FM, and you are listening to From the Void with me, Christopher Sharon. Good to see In the Void again tonight. So I'm going to continue on with this sort of playing songs by artists, because I talk about how I categorize music, right? I categorize my radio shows in different places. Like, I'll have like classical music themes, and then I'll have themes that are intended for, you know, heavy metal shows, or then I'll have, you know, then I'll be like, okay, these are musicians that work together, and then I'll, you know, but then I'll have like just songs I like by artists, and just have lists and lists and lists of songs I want to play, you know. And sometimes I have a hard time fitting an artist in, because I like to put myself in a box and have a theme. So we're going to do an artist that I've wanted to play for a while, and I don't think I've played... Wait, I shouldn't say that. No, I've played at least one song by this guy. You know, on From the Void. Into the Void got a few plays as well. But it just never happened often. But I'm a big fan of this artist. This is another artist, like last week, King Crimson, being a band that's far more influential than they were famous. This artist goes in both directions further. I think this guy's, well, I don't know, probably depending on who you ask, they might say this guy's more famous than King Crimson. Based on the audiences these artists pull out and the kind of shows they can play, this guy is less famous from what I can see when I go to see him in Toronto, but influential. I would say this guy is probably more influential than King Crimson, more influential than Pink Floyd. We're burgeoning on, like, maybe as influential as the Beatles were on pop music and what was happening for a while. We're talking about Gary Numan. Now, Gary Numan is one of those enigmatic kind of characters. You know, he doesn't seem to do much as far as interviews and TV appearances. Some people would consider him a one-hit wonder, you know, because of his one big song. And from what I can tell, at least from people I've met and talked to, a lot of people don't even know the song's by him. They think it's by a different band or artist entirely, which is kind of messed up. Now, I got into Gary Numan. I'd heard of him, like, you know, his song Cars, which is the song I'm referring to before there, you know, was on the radio all the time. You know, I used to hear it on Q107 quite regularly. That, here in my car, I feel safest of all. A great tune. You know, and I, younger, I thought it was, I'll be honest with you, I didn't like the song that much back then. I thought it was kind of goofy sounding compared to what I was listening to. I was more into guitar-driven rock, you know. But when I got to high school, I was more into Nine Inch Nails than I ever was. I got into Marilyn Manson before high school, but I was still listening to him quite a bit in high school. And I remember I was taking auto shop class, and our auto shop teacher wasn't there that day, so we had like a substitute. And, you know, when it comes to something like auto shop, it's hard to get a substitute. So instead of learning anything about fixing cars that day, we just were told to read books. Like, you know, if you have a book with you, read it. You know, listen to music if you have your CD player with you, you know, carrying around a Discman, you know, or nothing, you know, just stare at your the floor, do homework for a different class, you know, one of those kind of deals. So he was a friendly guy. His name was Mr. Backman. I never ever met him again. That was the one and only time I ever met this guy. And he looked kind of like Louis Anderson, the comedian, which I know wasn't a flattering thing to say about somebody. I would never say it to him. But Mr. Backman was walking up and down the aisles, you know, the classroom, making sure no one's doing stupid shit. And he saw I was listening to music and I was reading. And I was reading the Marilyn Manson's autobiography at the time. And he commented on it and said, like, hey, are you listening to Marilyn Manson too? And I said, no, I'm actually listening to Nine Inch Nails. And he goes, oh, you like Nine Inch Nails and Marilyn Manson? He's like, check this out. And he was reading Gary Numan's autobiography, and he was reading a section at that moment, at that time, that was, you know, Gary Numan was talking about Marilyn Manson and Nine Inch Nails and how influential they were on him in turn in the 90s and into the early millennia, right? So that was intriguing to me. So he gave me this, he had a pirated copy of Gary Numan's newest album at the time, which was an album called Pure. And he handed it to me and said, here, take this, check it out. I think you'll like it if you like Nine Inch Nails and Marilyn Manson. And I did. I loved it. Loved it so much. I went and bought a copy of the record or the CD not that long after that and wore it out. I've owned two copies of that CD, and you know, I don't really wear out a CD. It was improper handling and storage, but still, I need to get a second copy eventually. So yeah, it's a great record. But Gary Numan's influenced people because of his love for the synthesizer and making music electronically. He was like the first guy to make, you know, pop music, electric pop music, you know, because there was bands like Tangerine Dream and Kraftwerk and whatnot that were kind of coming out already that were doing very heavy synthesizer laden stuff. And around that same time, Gary Numan found himself a mini Moog in the studio, just turned on and plugged in and hit a key and was instantly transformed into a synth junkie. And, you know, he paved the way for guys like me to make music, you know. And you've heard me say, I've never a huge big fan of synthesizers before, which is surprising because I love synthesizers. I can't imagine making music without a synthesizer right now. It just seems stupid to me to even bother, you know. But anyway, I don't want to talk too much because a lot of songs I want to play and I've probably already wasted too much. Anyway, you know what I'm trying to say. I'm excited. So to start this off, we're going to go with Gary Numan's first record, which wasn't a solo record. It was his band Tubeway Army. All right. And really, really good band, obviously, because they kind of paved the way. This is their self-titled first record. It's got kind of like a weird cover on it, depending on where you buy the record. The version I have has the revised version, I guess, that's on most reissues and whatnot, which is just like a white face with, like, you see the black shadows. It's very spooky looking. Looks like a sci-fi something or other. And this is the first track off the record. It's called Listen to the Sirens.
Flow my tears, the new police song. The slogan of peace is you must live. They've got me and I'm one of them. Cancel silence, they screamed for days. We've been here before, we won't stay. They can die, they can just turn off. Some people move in circles, some people need the heroes, but I don't mind, I don't mind. Please listen to the sirens, we don't wish to be your friends. Please listen to the sirens, we won't go apart again.
Track, I've decided to take the songs I picked out for tonight and just go to like the newest song. Then we're gonna jump back to like the second oldest, then kind of go back and forth. We meet up in the middle a little bit. So the most recent track I picked is about a 10-year-old song off of an album called Dead Sun Rising. And the song is called Big Noise Transmission. And this is where Gary Newman's gone from that synth pop master we just listened to. Actually, he wasn't even really quite a synth pop master yet in Tubby Armies. You're hearing all sorts of instruments and stuff in there too that weren't electronic yet. But this is when he's gone full like industrial gothic rock, dark wave. Like he's transformed into a mutation of a Marilyn Manson meets Trent Reznor, but still heavily Gary Newman. A life of disappointment and tragedy and just anger has built up into this darkness that Gary Newman has kind of become, for whatever it is. Sad, but artistically strong, I think. So this song is called Big Noise Transmission off of Dead Sun Rising. back to Gary Numan's second record, the final record with the Two Way Army, called Replicas. We're going to play a Gary Numan classic here. This is Down in the Park. Now there, it's quite clear that he's abandoned his post-punk, new wave kind of sound that the first album had, and then they're moving full on to it like a synth-pop new wave sound. Well, a sound that didn't have a name yet at that point. So we're going to jump back into the future again. Well, the past for us, but the future in retrospect to that. We're going to go with this album before Dead Sun Rising, an album called Jagged. Jagged was the beginning of a partnership between Gary and Abe Fenton, who helped with that song, Big Noise Transmission. And this next song is also has help from Abe Fenton and actually involves drums from Jerome Dillon, who was a drummer for Nine Inch Nails. This was like this album marked a shift in Gary Newman kind of really becoming a very, his music got very modern sounding. AIDS Productions really pushed this into the stratosphere, I guess. And this song is part of a tradition of Gary Newman where he'll make a song and then it'll be remixed and remixed. And there's usually two or three versions of every good Gary Newman song. At least, I mean, there's probably at least two or three versions of every Gary Newman song. And this is my favorite version of this song called Fold off of his album Jagged from 2006.
I hear you calling.
so we're going to go back to 1979. Gary Numan has now decided to do away with the Tubeway Army thing and do a solo record. Now, he brought the bass player with Tubeway Army along with him, who was really the only other musician in the band, and kind of put together a rest of a band, if, you know, a proper drummer, a permanent keyboardist. And now that, you know, even though it was a Gary Numan solo record, he actually had a real band now, and they were doing, taking music a little more seriously, I'd say. And this album was a hit. This was a number one hit in the UK. It's got a couple singles, maybe a few singles on this record. We got Complex, we got Cars, and we got the song I'm going to play, a song called Metal. Metal's been covered by Nine Inch Nails. I've heard it covered by, I've heard Marilyn Manson cover it. I've heard the Foo Fighters cover it. My high school band covered it. It's a great tune. Well, this is off of Gary Numan's debut solo record, The Pleasure Principle. Again, the song is called Metal. Before that Jagged record, and after the album Pure, Gary Numan released a remix album called Hybrid. And Hybrid's got a bunch of really, like, it's probably my favorite group of remixes. A lot of work by Flood, who's a musician that's worked with Smashing Pumpkins. Alan Mulder, who's also worked with Smashing Pumpkins and Nine Inch Nails. He's a wonderful producer. We also got some work on here by Sulfur and Curve, who I'd never heard of before I heard this record, and I haven't really heard them since. and Andy Gray, who was at the time probably Gary's favorite producer to work with, they made a couple original tracks for this record. There was there's two CDs for this album because it's a double CD, and I'm pretty sure there was just the one original track on the first, on the second CD, and two on the first one. So this is the original track from the second disc called Ancients.
Like me,
Now I'm going to show you why I like these remix albums so much. Because it's more than a remix when Gary Numan reapproaches a song. Something special going on here. So here is the, off the same record, this is the hybrid remix of Cars. Pleasure Principle record, he did as a solo record. He did a couple other records I liked as well, like Tekion. But for the most part, I can't stand most of what he did in the 80s. just something, it feels like he's always trying to catch a trend rather than being the one that's making the trends, you know? I don't know if you agree or not, you might like a lot of his 80s stuff, but I didn't start enjoying Gary Numan's music again until the 90s, as far as when I'm going through the discography. So an album I really like from the 90s is an album called Exile. And I like all the songs on Exile, and a lot of those songs in Exile are on that remix album we just featured as well. But we're going to play one of the originals. We're going to play the song Dead Heaven, which is the third track off his 1997 record, Exile. Next, we're going to go with the following record after Exile, the album Pure. That was made between Exile and Jagged. Pure was that record, again, that Mr. Backman recommended. And this is probably the song I attached to first. But, I mean, I like every song in the record. It's one of those records that every time I listen to it, it's like a surprise every time the next song comes on, because I'm always like, oh yeah, this one. Oh, I forgot how good this one was. You know, but this is the song that probably stands out the most for me on the record. For right now, anyway. It's moved around a bit. But the song is called Rip. Well, I hope if you've never really been a fan of Gary Numan, maybe you are now. I hope if you're a fan of Gary Newman's old music, now you're a fan of his newer music. And I hope if you like the newer kind of Gary Numan stuff, and you never really knew much about the origins of that stuff, I hope you like that too. And if you liked it all to begin with, and it was just a refresher course for you, well, thanks for coming along for the ride. Look at the time, and it's coming to a close. So we got one more track to squeeze in. And I feel like going back to that remix album, right? The Hybrid, it's called. Hybrid. And this, I mean, I want to play a remix track called Dark, which is from Exile. Or no, Pure. Sorry, the one we just listened to. Pure. Or is it from Exile? You know, maybe, I don't know. It's one of those two records. They were so close together. The sounds are so similar, it's hard to tell them apart. And next week, who knows what we're going to do? I got so many things lined up. And, I forget more ideas than I have chances to execute. Which, I mean, I guess is a good problem to have. You know, rather than being stuck in a rut, not knowing what to do. It can be maddening sometimes. I'm in the middle of writing another album. As I'm trying to mix and master four other albums. Which is the same song I'm singing all the time anyway, right? So, as the weather gets bad, I'm going to hunker down and try and really finish these records, and I'll spit them out at you in January, February, March as it comes out, hopefully, and it'll begin writing and continue writing, because I never stop writing. Anyway, this is Dark, from the remix album Hybrid. Love from the Void.